might seem a little strange to start our Advent season of worship with a 60 song from the five-man electrical band, the one-man or the one-hit wonder. But the signs in our community are kind of what we're going to focus on during this Advent season. I have the distinct pleasure of teaching child number 5 how to drive. And I want to tell you a little story. It's really a pretty scary. Those of you whose parents are now parents that are children that are a little older have already had this experience. And it's pretty scary when you take your nice vehicle that you drive around in and you now occupy the passenger seat and peer to your left and see your little teenager behind the wheel of the car. So I'm driving around with my loving daughter Anna the other day. And she is tooling around, you know, doing pretty well. And we're trying to get to a particular place. And she looks over and she says to me, "Well, how do I know where to go?" "Well, honey, you got to read the signs." Now, you know, it would have been pretty easy for me to just tell her, "Okay, well, you take a right or you go left or whatever." But obviously, not going to be too long in the near distant future when she's going to be behind that wheel of the car and she's going to need to figure out how to go someplace on her own. It certainly is pretty obvious in our community right now that we have all kinds of signs around us as well, signs that the season has changed, signs that Christmas and the Advent season are among us. And you notice on the screen, you'll see all kinds of signs of Christmas with us. Here we go. There we are. Yes. We've got all kinds of lights and Santa and all kinds of shopping going on at this point. All kinds of signs of the season. But unfortunately, if you follow those signs to find meaning in this season, you're going to find yourself in the wrong place. Now, that's not to say that putting lights on your house or buying presents for someone else is okay, but we're talking about finding meaning in the season. And Advent surely is a time of preparation for Christmas. Our hope is that during the next 4 weeks of Advent here at St. John's, that you'll pay attention to the correct signs so that you can truly find your way. Signs of Advent in our community, signs in other people, signs in your own heart. Perhaps you haven't thought much about this before, but this is one of those seasons where it is very easy to see a clear difference between the way the world operates and the way the heart of a Christian should operate. Most of us know a little bit about the story of Christmas when we read the Gospel of Luke. I want to read to you this morning something that you may not be quite as familiar with. This comes from the 12th chapter of Revelations. "She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and the angels with him. And then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commands and hold to the testimony of Jesus." You see, a part of this season brings into focus that war that rages in our community as well. The war between the signs of the way Christmas is in our community and the way Christmas should be in our hearts, according to Jesus. And so during the next 4 weeks of Advent, we invite you to participate, to think about that war that goes on inside of us each and every day. And we're going to focus on 4 different words each week. And this week, if you've noticed the scales of justice that you see lit up in front of us, we're going to focus on the word justice. And each week we will focus on a different word as we prepare for Advent. And so let's begin our worship service this morning with some music. Will you please stand and join us?